You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOI that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's Newton's cradle? Sir Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists to have lived, probably never expected a toy to be named after him. Newton's cradle, that popular executive desk toy with a series of suspended swinging metal balls. Even though it's named after the great British physicist Isaac Newton, Newton himself didn't come up with the name. That's attributed to a British actor, Simon Preble, who owned a toy company which made these toys in 1967. In fact, I had the pleasure of personally contacting him to learn more. The toy was so good at illustrating Newton's laws of motion that Mr. Preble thought the name should include Newton. We can learn quite a bit about physics with this toy. If you lift the first ball in the cradle, let go. It drops, hits the second ball, stops moving, and the last ball swings up. When you lift the first ball, it has stored energy, what scientists call potential energy. When you let go and it falls, the ball now has energy of motion, what scientists call kinetic energy. When the first ball strikes the second ball, this energy passes through the balls to the last one and it moves. If you lifted two and let go, the last two move. Scientists call this conservation of energy. Either scenario also involves motion, momentum. The momentum is transferred to the other balls. Since the momentum stays the same, one ball moving one ball, two balls moving two, it can be referred to as conservation of momentum. Even though the steel or dense plastic ball is quite hard, its shape actually does change a little when hit. It might not be much, but the impact does make it first squish, then expand a bit. This is called elasticity. So let's try some home activities to see Isaac Newton's famous laws of motion. You can buy Newton's cradles at toy stores or even Science Center gift shops. First law, an object stays at rest or moving unless something changes it. When you lift and drop the first ball, it stops moving since the other balls got in the way, and the last ball gets energy and starts to move. Second law, force is mass times acceleration. The higher the first ball is dropped, or the faster it's pushed, the higher the last ball moves. Finally, third law, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. When you drop the first ball, it has momentum in one direction. Then, the mass of the other balls stops it, but the energy passes through, making the last ball swing. It drops back, stops, and the first one swings again, over and over. Well, we've just learned a little bit about Newton's cradle. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website at wboi.org.